I didn't even know they kept cockroaches in the zoo.
Seems like maybe they choice. Don't. Maybe they just found one
on the street.
No, there's Tom.
They're like, damn it, we need to name an animal after Tom Brady. And they're like, what animal do we not like? And they're like, I like all the animals. Like, all right, quick, find a bug,
and then just on the ground, room. Anywhere.
Hello and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 22. I'm Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
And welcome to the show on this lovely Thursday evening.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Are you still sick today?
Yeah, I'm still sick. There's something going around this area. It's like flu or something.
Yeah, those North Florida flu symptoms or whatever.
Yeah, it happens every spring.
Mm-hmm. Did you drink a lot of honey before the show? Like
last episode? Not a lot, uh-huh. But I definitely drank some honey out of the handy honey bear.
It's an important step in every episode where you're sick. So what's going on today? Anything exciting happening in your life other than you being sick and drinking a lot of honey from the honey bear?
Well, since I've been sick, I've been staying home a lot, and I've been playing this really cool game that what's I don't that? Know if I've talked to you about.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of Star Control?
It's a strategy game, right?
Yeah, it's an old strategy game for the Sega Genesis.
Yeah, I have heard of it.
Well, about a long time ago.
About a long time ago. I don't know exactly when.
I think it was like in the early 2000s. There was like a fan project where a bunch of fans of the show made a PC port and added a whole bunch of additional content. Mm-hmm. And it's all really good content. So The basic premise of the game is you control a ship and you fly around in your ship, and it's like Mass Effect. You get minerals from planets and you talk to alien civilizations and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But the really cool fan added content is they did all the music remixed, like remastered. It has amazing music, and they have voice acting for tons of dialogue, like Fallout 3 amounts of dialogue.
Wow, that's a lot of voice acting.
Yeah. And they're all in these really cool, unique alien voices, and there's really cool humor with all the aliens.
And this is just a fan
species.
Remake.
Yeah, it's a humongous game. I've been playing it for maybe about like 12 hours.
How much is it?
It's free.
What?
Yeah, it's on SourceForge.
Wow. Do you need the original game to play it, though?
No, not as far as I know. You can just download it on their site.
That's kind of insane. What is this called? Star Control 2?
It's called the Urquan Masters.
Urquan Masters. Oh, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, the Urquan are the enemy aliens. The basic plot is that Earth has been enslaved by an alien civilization.
Known as the Urquan,
and the Urquan are off in other space conquering other aliens. And
it
while
sounds
they're
like Urukai from Lord of the Rings. Sorry, go ahead.
While the Urquan are away, you have to, you know, build a bunch of allies and cool ships and eventually take on the Urquan.
Is this a single-player only game, or...?
There's kind of like arcade-style combat, top-down, you know, spaceship shooting, like asteroids or something, with a bunch of different kinds of ships.
Uh-huh.
And you can play that with another person, but the main strategy game and campaign is single player.
I gotcha. I was just curious. Cool. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it is really fun.
I need to get that. If it's free, I need to just grab it. Does it have online? Like for the two-player thing?
Maybe.
Or no?
I haven't tried Netplay with it or anything.
We should try it.
For fun.
We always have good times when we try Netplay. Yeah. We've never told our Netplay story.
Do you remember when we tried Mario Party? This is a really funny story.
Yes, I do.
Do you want to recount
I think you might remember it better than I. So I'll try to fill in the gaps.
Okay. So one day we decided that we needed to stream some video games. Just for fun, because usually
this was when we were both trying to like become, not really become, but like be good at Twitch.
Yeah, we wanted to learn how to do it.
Yeah, and like be like you know, semi-popular streamers. So we're like, what we can do is just play co-op games, and people will watch, and we'll have like dual streams or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so go ahead.
Anyway, we downloaded some emulators and tried to play some games online.
It should be noted that the emulators have, like, the games aren't online native.
Like, oh, no, of course not. Like, you can't play this. We were trying to play Mario Party for the GameCube.
The emulators basically make it so that a player across a network is, like, pretend player two locally. Yes.
And the way they accomplish this is they just send over the button inputs.
Which we did not find out until later.
So what ends up happening, Mario Party being a pretty, you know, RNG heavy game, a lot of random elements. Our two games were totally different, but your button inputs were still coming in as player two.
And we thought for the longest time that it was just weird and laggy. But
yeah, for a while I just thought you were doing like horrible.
Like I wasn't doing it. Like, Chris, you're really not playing very well. And I'm like, you're not playing well. What are you talking about? And like whenever the mini games happened, like the other person would just die. And I always thought it was just some weird lag thing with the game. But in reality,
we were playing two separate games. That was pretty funny.
That should be like a Twitch thing. Like, Twitch plays Pokemon. Like, Twitch plays, like, cross games or something. Like, one person plays a game, and then another person plays another game. And then, like, their inputs, like, reverse and go to each other's game.
So you mean you have two different games running on the same inputs?
No. Okay. So you have two people playing the same game.
On Twitch.
And it has to be, like, a very low RNG game. Like, not Asteroids. Like, Galaga. Or, like, an arcade game. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that has a predictable, you know, stuff happening. Or, like, Mario 1.
Super Mario Brothers 1.
Yeah, that's a great example. Super Mario Brothers. Like, everyone knows the levels of all those games. So you take two speedrunners, or whoever you want, and they're both playing the game. But they're basically playing it blind because all their inputs that they're putting in are going to go to the other person, like computer or stream or whatever.
Yeah.
So on second thought, maybe that wouldn't work very well. But
you'd get lost at a certain point.
Yeah, you would get lost.
Maybe cease. What I was thinking though was if you have two completely different games running side by side, like let's just say Pokemon and Mass Effect.
Mm-hmm.
Twitch controls one set of inputs that is being sent to both games.
That's good.
So they're playing Mass Effect and Pokemon at the same time.
I think they did that for something. Maybe they didn't.
That would be really cool.
I don't remember. I feel like at some point, someone played some game with the same input. Yeah, I think it was like Mario, but it was like different levels.
They did that at a GDQ this year.
They had
one set of inputs playing like four different games.
It was a bot that did it.
Yeah, it was a robot.
Yeah. It wasn't an actual person.
Yeah.
So that's the next step, clearly, is that it'll be done by a real person. Anyway, so what were we talking about before? Oh, we're just talking about how we screwed up the multiplayer thing. How did we get on that topic? I don't even remember.
We're just talking about our week.
Oh, yeah. The good news about this week, though, other than you being sick, is similar to last week, we've like been doing really well in the listens. Like, we've got a lot of listeners this week.
Yeah, we did. I think the specific numbers were last week we pulled around 300 listeners, which was like three times our total previously.
Over the whole week, yeah.
Yeah, with 300 listens over the previous week, and this week we're up to 450.
What? So you guys, whoever's listening, good job.
Yeah,
we don't
know
who you are, but we like you a lot. Is that a good thing to say to our...
I think it's fine.
Okay, whoever you are, thank you. You're a good person. Yes, also,
you're not wrong about that. That's a good thing to say.
Yes. Also, email us at contact@timebatshow.com because we want to hear from you right now. Drop whatever you're doing and do it right now. Okay, that's not a very good thing to say to our listeners. You can do it at your convenience. How about that?
We have a Twitter, too.
Oh, yeah, @timebatshow. So tweet us as well. Because we need... The thing the show needs is we need more wacky questions. We did one question, like... 10 episodes ago from a friend of mine about workplace weapons, and it was a great segment. Like, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So we need more of those. Those questions are always really fun for the show. So if you have some wacky question, email or tweet us. So I had an idea about, because I know the first 20 minutes of the show, we're always talking about how to improve the show.
Yes.
It's like a workshop section of the show. Like, how are we going to do this? What was
your idea?
So my idea is, we briefly talked about this, but we should have an episode where we talk to a bunch of guests. Not just one, like a bunch. So mm-hmm. we basically put it out there that we want as many listeners that listen, that want to talk to us live on the air, to call in on Skype, and we just talk to them for like 5 minutes, whatever they want to talk about. And then after that's over, we have someone else call in. We have like a scheduled little thing. Like, we give, yeah. you know, 5 to 10 people slot in the show, and they call in, and we talk about whatever the hell they want. And then we jump to the next person, and we do this once. We don't do this every episode. But we have like this one episode where it's just what I'm going to call it is the guest gauntlet, where we have to get through X number of guests in the whole show. So it's like, let's say 10, right? Every guest gets 5 minutes. That's 50 minutes total, right? And then we just go through all of them, right?
Like, and if anyone listening is wondering about logistics, we actually have a pretty consistent show schedule at this point. We do it at 6 p.m. Eastern time every Thursday. And yeah. we start like right on time every single week. So we wouldn't waste too much of your time. It would just like take 5 minutes, and I think it would be super fun.
It would literally take you 5 minutes. We could just give you like, here's a slot, like here are slots, and you could choose one, and then we will call you, or you will call us, depending on what your preference is at that time, and then that's it.
Yeah, and you know, you could just answer questions with us like we do every week.
Or we could talk about whatever you want, like your favorite movie, or your favorite cat breed, or something, you know. Whatever you want. So that's
what's your favorite cat breed?
Cheshire. Is that real?
Yeah, Cheshire's a real cat.
No, that's the name of the cat in Alice in Wonderland.
I feel like it's a real cat.
Siamese. That's a real breed, right?
Yeah, that's a cat.
What's the big fluffy one that's like white and... you know what I'm talking about?
I don't actually know cats very well. I know... I have the image of the cat you're talking about in my brain.
Fluffy, white cat.
Evil... He's evil, the evil cat.
The evil villain cat. Yes, exactly. I just Googled it, and like I see the name, but it's not telling... Or I see the cat, but I don't see the name of the cat. Persian, I think that's it.
Persian.
Persian cat.
I think those are expensive.
Yeah. I don't know, it doesn't really look that... I don't know. Anyway, my favorite cat breed is the evil villain cat breed.
Yeah, mine is the Cornish Rex.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's a real cat. Cornish, they're really cool looking.
Rex?
Yeah.
Oh, they're weird looking.
I think they're so cool looking. I mean, they look like Egyptian pharaohs.
I'm not going to say they're... I don't think they're stupid looking. I just said weird isn't weird isn't bad. It's just weird. They're weird looking.
Yeah, they are.
They have really big ears. Yeah, they do look very Egyptian.
Mm.
Like, they look like the cats the Egyptians drew.
Yeah, I like sphinxes, too. Those are the hairless cats that look really evil. Is that
a name of a cat, too?
Yeah, they're the hairless ones that look really evil.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're super cute, though.
I don't know about that.
They are. They definitely are.
Oh, my God, there's a hairless one here.
They're all hairless.
Are they?
You know, you have to rub lotion on them because they have dry skin.
God, why would anyone own this creature? It's horrible. They look old because they're all wrinkly.
They look like ancient kings in a faraway land.
Sure. That's right. Not really. Well, maybe. Maybe to you they do.
To me.
To you. So, yeah, that's my idea, the guest gauntlet. So, at some point, I want to do it before we hit 30, episode 30. At some point in the next few weeks, I want to do this. Maybe episode 25, because that's like a good, like, you know, what? That's not I was about to say bicentennial. What's the word? There's a word for it. It's like, I don't know. It's something. There's a word for it. Quarter.
There's 56 weeks in a year. We've done an episode every week. We're up to episode 22 now. I mean, our six-month anniversary is coming up, what, like next episode?
No, they're 52 weeks in a year. So we're already past it. Whoops.
No. Whoops. Happy 6 month anniversary.
Yeah, last week was our half. I didn't even realize that, but last week was our half thing. We should have done that gauntlet that time. I had an inkling in my head, like, episode 21 would be a really good episode to do the gauntlet, but I didn't think about it last week, so.
Yeah.
So happy 6 months, I guess. I don't know if that's true, but whatever. All right, so a couple things I want to talk about before we launch into Reddit questions.
Okay.
One is the big gaming news over the last week. I don't know if you heard about this, but Steam Greenlight, which is the service that is utilized by indie developers to get games on Steam, is now officially going to be shut down by Valve. They announced that like last Friday or something.
So I'm going to assume that your game went with that. I don't know if the wounds are still fresh.
It didn't go anywhere. It's still up there. It's just going to be in limbo forever. So that's not the point. The point is that developers are going to have to, they're going to have to pay some random fee to Valve, and Valve's just going to, decide whether or not it's going to go up, which in theory sounds okay, but we have no idea what the fee is, so it could be, a lot of money. So it's really too early to say what's going to happen. But Greenlight is a horrible, it doesn't work, obviously, and Valve clearly knows that because they're shutting it down. Yeah. But what's going to replace it might be worse, you know what I mean? So
yeah, it's something to be concerned about. Those fees, weird. I mean, you're taking it from Greenlight and making it kind of transactional, one-on-one negotiations with each developer.
That right, gives but Valve it's not going to be power. Transactional because Valve doesn't like to look at things. They don't have the they say they don't have the bandwidth to, look at every submission. So what is going to end up happening is either the fee's going to be really high and they're going to let literally everything that is paid in, or the fee's going to be really low and again they're going to let everything in. So either way, with the really low fee is literally any game anyone makes, no matter how it works, if it doesn't work, it'll go through.
And so then, many Marble Madness which games. Would
be bad. And then on the other end of the spectrum, if it's too expensive, then only games that are looking to sell a lot of copies would ever try to get on Steam, because there's no reason for a small game that isn't going to sell, $5,000 worth to even try. You know what I mean? My game or a small game that sells not that many copies, there's no reason for them to even pay that a lot of money to get on Steam, yeah. Because they're never going to make it back. So I don't know. It's interesting. So yeah, 2 weeks ago or whatever when I launched was a great time to put up a game on Steam. And by great, I mean not great. And the other thing that I've noticed is every Steam Greenlight game now, since it's going away, not as many people are active on the community voting and commenting on stuff. It's very limited. Any game that's up now is just not going to get a bunch of views because people are moving away from it already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, woo! So we'll see. It's supposed to happen in spring. I'll let you know what happens. It could be good for me. It could be just pay $100 and then I'm just cool, I don't have to do anything now.
Since you were already in limbo, you just give us a little extra and we'll let you
then boom. Which seems kind of skeevy, but at the same time, it's like, well, whatever. But it could be that'll be $5,000. Be like, yeah! That's probably what it's going to be. And I'll be like, nope, sorry. Not worth that. Anyway. Oh, I forgot to get a weird news story today. I feel so bad. Do you want to start with some Reddit question and then I can kind of transition into the weird news story?
Yeah, we can do one real quick.
You know what, actually? There was one other thing I wanted to bring up with you. Thought of a slogan for our show because you put the stream up, and I don't think we've ever mentioned this on air. We live stream the past 10 episodes, and tell our audience what is the live stream if they've never seen it.
We have a YouTube channel, and to stream on YouTube, you need a video of some kind. So when we were setting it up the first time,
I
went to YouTube Live and picked the first thing I saw, and it just happened to be the Southwest Florida Eagle cam. So
Florida.
Yeah, okay. That's what it is.
Anyway, go ahead.
So all of our live broadcasts are just our audio over top
the Eagle.
The Southwest Florida Eagle
cam. But the cool thing about the Eagle cam is every time we're about to start the show, the Eagle cam goes dark because it becomes night, I guess, in South Florida.
That is true.
So they turn like the night vision on, the Eagle cam. Yeah. So my slogan is
I'm ready.
Is when the lights go out, it's time for the bats to come out.
Yeah!
You get it? Because it's time, bat show, and the Eagles. It's
time for the bats to come out.
Yep. How great
right,
is that?
That's sticking. We're adding that to all
How great is that? Websites. Can I just perfect, edit actually. All the website material to have that slogan?
When the Eagles go dark,
it's time for the bats to come out.
Right. We need to remember to do that at the end of every episode.
That's super on the nose, but I don't even care. It's good. Okay, I found one weird animal news story. It's not really that weird. Did you hear about the Super Bowl? You did, right? Or no?
Maybe what about it?
So the Patriots won against the Atlanta
the Falcons.
This was not even last. This was 2 weeks ago. But whatever, it doesn't matter. So the Patriots won. It was like a big upset. Like Falcons were winning for the longest time. Then the Patriots won. So there's this bet going on between two zoos. One zoo in Atlanta and one zoo in Rhode Island, I think. And they're like, oh, we're going to name an animal off the quarterback of the winning team. Like, if our team loses, we're going to name an animal after your quarterback, and vice versa. You know what
right.
I mean? So, since Atlanta lost, the Atlanta zoo had to name an animal Tom Brady. And the animal they chose was a baby, a baby Madagascar hissing cockroach.
Oh, that's perfect.
little Tom, little T Brady. And it's like a little bitty, it almost looks like in the video they're gonna like smush it after they show you it though. I didn't even know they kept cockroaches in the zoo.
Seems like maybe they choice. Don't. Maybe they just found one
on the street.
No, there's Tom.
they're like, damn it, we need to name an animal after Tom Brady. And they're like, well, what animal do we not like? And they're like, I like all the animals. Like, all right, quick, find a bug, and then
just on the ground, anywhere.
Or like it's one that they're gonna like feed their pet snakes or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you know they feed snakes like. Cockroaches and like crickets and stuff.
Meal
and they have
crickets
like probably have a big bag of stuff.
Just pick one out of there.
And they're like, grab one, and they're like, alright, that's Tom Brady. That's what I would do if I was at the Atlanta Zoo. Grab one of them cockroaches, put him in like a fake aquarium looking thing.
Put him in a cheap cage.
Yeah, so it looks like he's really an exhibit. And then record a video and it's like, here he is, it's Tom Brady. But the video does a good job of pretending these are real exhibits because they go through all the cockroaches. They're like, they show a lot of other cockroaches, like the mom and the dad cockroach and the brothers and sister
ones.
They
have names for all of them?
Yeah, they did name them all.
Yeah, sure they did.
So, so like, they went through a lot of effort making it seem like Tom Brady is a real attraction at the
Atlanta Zoo. No, he's not.
I bet if I went to the Atlanta Zoo today and was like, can I see Tom Brady? And they'd be like, who? And we'd be like, the cockroach, the baby cockroach you named. And they're like, yeah, he's getting cleaned today or
something.
Like, sorry, he's being fed today.
Or they just have a cage of cockroaches and they point to a random one every single time. Like, yeah, there's Tom. There he is. He's right there.
That's That's even better. That's my favorite thing, because that's like in like the reptile exhibit, it'll be a bunch of snakes, and then there'll be like a cage of cockroaches that people can look at that's like, this is what snakes eat or something. Yeah. And then like they're an exhibit only to like demonstrate that it's food or whatever.
Yeah.
And they'll like take them out of there to feed the snakes, but then when someone asks like, where's Tom, they'll just point to one and be like, that's where it is. It's that one. Like, how do they know otherwise? I doubt they, like, they chip them or anything, you know?
Like with, what do you mean, chip them?
With animals, they can, like, they'll put a chip, a microchip, or they'll put, like, a tag on them.
They're giving RFIDs to identify cockroaches.
They'll like a snake will have, like, sometimes they'll have, like, a tag on their tail. Or if they're only, like, one snake, it's, like, obvious that snake is, you know, whatever that snake is, like, Joe. Yeah. But if they'll have, like, a lot of animals, like, I don't know, in, like, a tiger pen, there's a bunch of tigers. The tigers might have, like, a tag around their ear or something to identify.
Tigers are pretty distinct, though. You can tell certain tigers apart, but a cockroach... That's true.
Yeah, but my point is, like, with animals that are hard to distinguish, they'll typically, like, I don't know, put, like, a tag or something. I would assume around their... I mean, that's what they do in the wild to, like, tag animals.
I don't think they tag the cockroaches.
That's what I mean. That's why it's funny. They'll be like, can I see Tom Brady? And they're like, yeah, it's that one. Yeah, it's that one right there. That's Tom. He's bigger than he was in the video, but that's just because of the lighting. Don't you worry about it. And then, like, cockroaches, I don't think they have a very long lifespan either. I mean...
I think you're right.
I would assume cockroach. I'm going to look cockroach lifespan.
Watch it be like 10 years.
I know, right? 1 year.
Okay.
That is if they don't get smushed or eaten already, though.
Yes, by the snakes.
So Tom Brady's lifespan. Tom Brady, and I'm using like air quotes when I say Tom Brady. His lifespan is only like 10 seconds, or a year. A year long, anyway. So that was my weird news story for the day. Tom Brady at the Atlanta Zoo. So let's make a trip there to see him, because I'm really excited about that. So you want to get into some Reddit, or do you have any other personal stories you'd like to share with the class?
I think we're good to go to Reddit.
Okay. You said you had a bunch of questions today, so I'll let you open it up.
Okay, first one. Where are all of my socks going?
That's a good question, because I have the same question I ask on a daily basis.
I ask that question a lot, too.
So, let's talk about laundry, since this is kind of related.
Okay.
I'm bad at doing laundry.
Same.
And not bad, but I mean, like, I'm not good at it. Like, I'm fine at it. But, like, the preparation and, like, the part afterwards, I just don't do. Like, I know you're supposed to do a lot of things in order to, like, you're supposed to separate colors, and you're supposed to, like, and you're supposed to, like, do, like materials and stuff, and you're supposed to, like, separate jeans with other, like, heavier fabrics and stuff, but I just throw everything in the washing machine, and throw some detergent in there, and turn it on, and then I'll throw everything in the dryer, and then put it in the hot, like, max out the heat, and then I'll just turn it on. And then when it's all done, since I'm about to wear these things, I just have a big pile in my closet, and just throw all the clothes on the floor, and then I'm like, I'm done! There's my laundry!
So, I do the exact same procedure. I have a hamper that I put all of the clothes that need washing in, and then I just empty the hamper into the washing machine. I do separate towels.
Yeah, no, I will do that, too.
But
I'll
separate towels. Everything else... is together.
So what do you do with the clothes after you're done, though? Do you fold them up and put them in a drawer?
It depends. Okay. If it's a shirt that is, like, nice, or that I think heat from the dryer will shrink it overly, I will just hang it straight out of the washer.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, everything goes in the dryer, and then afterwards, I do hang up everything.
Wow, so you do go the extra mile and you hang up everything.
Yeah, but that's just 'cause everything gets extremely wrinkled if I don't.
Oh, see, I don't even care about that. I'm at the stage of my life where I'm just like, doesn't even matter. If someone wants to judge me based on a wrinkly shirt I'm wearing, they can just be my guest.
I mean, I feel the exact same way, but
I
can't get away with that at work.
No, I get you.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I guess that is true. I mean, it is important to specify. Like, if you work in an environment that people are supposed to look semi-nice, wrinkly is like, yeah. And the other thing is, like, I wear t-shirts even when I go to work. So it's like, t-shirt doesn't really wrinkle that much. And even when it does, it doesn't really, you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas, like, a polo or, like, a nicer, like, a button-down shirt, those things wrinkle like crazy.
Yeah, they do. I mean? And if you don't, so the trick is you hang them as soon as they come out of the dryer, mm-hmm. and then right before you're about to wear them, you throw them back in the dryer for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
otherwise, you will have to spend a much longer period of time ironing them, and there's just no, there's not enough time in life for ironing.
I don't iron ever. I don't think I've... Well, that's not true. I've ironed once or twice. But, like, I haven't ironed in, like, years. I don't think I even own an iron. I do own an iron actually, but I like hardly ever use it.
Yeah, maybe like once a month for me.
Really? You iron things once a month? I don't
yeah.
know. No. Not even close. I'm very lazy when it comes to laundry. It's the same thing with like making a bed. Like you're going to just sleep in it. Like
no, I don't make my bed. That's just what's the time. Point?
But I could understand, like, if I had a job that required me to look nicer, I would fold clothes. But at this point, I just don't. I will fold, like, polos and button-down shirts and hang them up.
Yeah.
But everything else is, like, t-shirt and jeans. I just throw them in a pile. Those. Like, I have a pile in my closet. No one sees it because it's in a closet. So it's just like, there it is. It's just a pile of clothes. And I'll just dig through it, pick out what I want. And wear it. But getting to the question is my socks always get lost. And the reason they always get lost is because I have a pile of clothes in my closet. So they'll frequently, like, you know.
But where do they go? I only take my socks off in one place, my home.
Mm-hmm.
Where
in your home?
Where are the socks?
Well, so my theory is they're basically getting separated from the other, from the pair. So, like, when you go to do laundry, you might only do half your basket, and then the rest of the basket is not being washed, but there's other socks in there.
I mean, I don't match my socks. I mean, you would think there would be a consistent quantity mixed right. into the pile of laundry. Like,
my theory is, this is just for me, because, again, I don't fold clothes, I just throw them in a big pile. So my theory is that when I pile all my clothes, some of the socks fall down to the bottom of the pile, and I, like, never get to the bottom of the pile. Like, I never have ever gotten to the bottom of the pile. Like, there's clothes there that I haven't worn in, like, years, you know? Because I just never... I do laundry more often than that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe they're all there. They're all in the bottom of the pile, and I just need to get all the pile out and fold everything, and then I'll find all my socks.
There's all the socks.
That's my theory. They're all at the bottom. But yeah, like, there's some stuff at the bottom of my pile I haven't worn in, like, years.
Yeah. There's some like, dish towels down there from previous homes.
Yeah, you clean something, and you're like, I should really clean this dish towel. You throw it in the wash, and then you, like, put it in the pile. But, like, every time you see it, you're like, this isn't good. But you're
this
like,
isn't I'll move necessary this, for
I'll
tomorrow.
I'll move this later. I'll just push this down the pile a little bit. And then it just gets further and further down. And then, like, years later, you find it. You're like, oh, this is where the dish towel went.
The towel has passed the laundry event horizon. And yes. It's now never, in the laundry black hole.
It'll never be seen again. But other than that, I really don't know where socks go. Maybe the washing machine, like, eats them or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question. I have that problem in my life. And I do sometimes get to the bottom of the laundry basket
of
and
the pile.
There and are still no less socks.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a question that will be forever. Like, it's been something man has asked for years and years. Okay, this is silly. Pick any celebrity and fight them to the death. If you win, you become them. If you lose, you die. Who Yikes. Do you choose? First of all, this question doesn't make any sense because if you kill the celebrity and then become them, you're going to be dead. So you're going to be dead either way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So point me, Reddit. I win this thing. But assuming that you don't actually kill them and it's not a fight to the death, it's a fight to the first person knocked unconscious or something. Who do you pick?
Okay, so all I have to do is beat them to become them.
Yeah, but bear in mind, if you pick, like, someone that's strong, they're going to beat you.
Yeah.
But if you pick someone that's weak, you're going to have to be them at the end of the fight. Yeah, so you got to pick, like, a neutral, you know.
And you don't want to take any risks. Like,
no.
You never know about people. They could be black belts in some crazy jiu-jitsu or something.
So you got to pick someone you know you can win, but that you want to be. Or that you wouldn't mind being. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I honestly don't know if I could beat anyone in a fight.
You could beat someone in a fight. Who's that guy you mention every time we do an episode for every movie role?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
John C. Reilly.
Yes, John C. Reilly.
I could not beat him in a fight.
Yeah, you could.
Totally. He's tall. He's like 6 foot something.
Oh, well, maybe not.
He's not a small man.
All right. Well, that didn't work. I was going to say, like, he's kind of like, I don't know. He seems like...
I don't think he's like that in real life.
Maybe not. But in the movies, he is. I'm trying to... This is a weird question. You have to think of, like, weak people. But they're, like, good at being people. Sounds really weird. Weak people that are good at being people.
Maybe Elijah Wood. I think I could take him.
Oh, Elijah Wood. That's a good call.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of small. He's short.
Yeah.
But he's famous.
I'm not dissing Elijah
Wood. No, we're not. I mean, he's a short guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's famous, and I wouldn't mind having Elijah Wood's life. Elijah Wood doesn't do anything anymore. Like, not in a bad way, like in a good way. Like, he just chills out and, like, does whatever he wants.
I think he has some, like, relaxing solo projects that he does. Like, I heard from someone that he's a DJ somewhere.
Yeah, that's Texas. What I mean. Like, he has time to just do that. Like, he doesn't have to think about, like, oh, what is the next big movie I need to be in? He's like, whatever, I'm Elijah Wood, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, live my life, just
like, do that would be a cool life to just have.
Yeah,
To forcibly take. So you would beat up Elijah Wood.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it, though.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, Elijah, I loved you as Frodo. I'm so sorry. I would go for Samwise.
Samwise Gamgee. What's his name?
Sean Astin.
Yeah. Yep, is he really short, or was that just an illusion?
No, that was an illusion. He's taller than Elijah Wood.
Okay.
I think they had to, like, do some height trickery in order to, like, make him look shorter. Yeah. He's 5'7", so he's not short, but he's not, like, tall. I could take him. He's kind of a beefy guy, though. I would do it. He's older, though. It's fine. I can do it.
You're confident?
Yes.
Wait. No. I just thought of something.
What?
It's going to sound bad, but what about child actors? Like, you're going to win. And you got a great start in life.
That's a horrible thought. Here's an interesting question. Do you, like, come in with all your foreknowledge, or do you, like, have to, like, start over? You know what I mean? Like, are you as wise as you are now?
I think you have to start over. You become them.
How would you even know you're becoming someone else?
You wouldn't, but it would happen.
Okay, so this question...
It's like the evil guy from The Matrix. He doesn't want to remember anything. He just wants to be famous.
But then, okay, so here's the problem. If you don't remember your past life, then how do you know you become them? Because nothing has happened. You know, you can't prove you've become them because you're not you anymore. You're a different person. Well, you're not even a different person. It's just that person continues to exist and you've, quote unquote, become them. But, like, there's no...
That person's the... Yeah, I know what you're saying, but...
Like, have you ever seen The Prestige?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to spoil The Prestige for everyone that's about to listen.
Is that okay? It's a really good movie.
Are you okay with spoiling The Prestige?
I've seen it, yeah.
All right. Listeners, if you've seen The Prestige, probably turn it off for the next, like, 5 minutes. That's, like, a terrible thing to say. Turn off this podcast. You know, in the end of The Prestige... One second. Oh, sorry. That's fine. So, Ryan has just used The Prestige thing to clone himself. And he had to appear at a different place, so that's why he's gone now, which is exactly why I'm talking to myself. This whole production has just been me silently talking into the void with no one listening. Batsnax is just a robot that I programmed for the purpose of commenting on things that I find interesting. It's kind of sad, but I'll get over it, I think. It's taking a long time to reboot his battery cells. I'll sing the listeners a song while he's gone. Let's see. What would you like to hear? How about,
Hello, sorry.
Oh, you're back.
Oh, there's a man at my door, and he wants to sell me career options.
I'm glad that he interrupted episode 22 of the Time Bat Show for that.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully we can edit that after.
No, that's Zane, and I entertained everyone while you were doing that. Okay, I was about to sing a song.
I hope you did well.
I did not, but you're welcome. Okay, so anyway, in The Prestige, at the end of the movie... Hugh Jackman's character, he's a magician, and he, like, talks to Nikola Tesla. Remember this part?
Yes.
Yes. And he gets, like a teleportation machine, remember? Yeah,
it's a teleporter cloner.
It's a teleportation clone machine. And basically what happens is he walks into this machine, the thing clones a person, but it can clone them at any location, basically, that they set up the other side of the cloner at. So... essentially, what happens is he clones a person, and another person appears somewhere else of an exact clone. But since you can't have two of the same person, the first person that stepped into the device falls down a trapdoor and drowns, like, immediately. Yes. So you basically get a clone, and then the original just dies.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening in The Prestige is the person effectively is immortal, because they can just keep doing that forever and ever and ever. But they're not really the same person, because the original person dies every time at the end of it. So I'm thinking...
are they really different people, though?
Well, yes.
They're the same person, though.
But the consciousness of the original is not part of the consciousness of the second one. And the way we can prove that is because they exist at the same time simultaneously, even for a brief moment, you know?
I see what you mean.
So if I beat up a celebrity... and in the, like, last blow, I transferred my consciousness to him, but I was still around. Like, where does my original body go? Like, do I just die? You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
The question is flawed, Reddit.
It is flawed. I can't believe they don't have better question vetting on AskReddit.com. Can you believe that reddit.com/r/AskReddit doesn't have better vetting of the questions? So, yeah, that's my point. Sorry I went all philosophical. But I think it's an interesting, you know, what happens?
It is an interesting point.
Your consciousness doesn't survive. I mean, the only way your consciousness survives is if you know you're the new person.
Yeah, as if, like, it's transferred into the new person. But yeah. The question explicitly says that it isn't. Doesn't it? I mean, it says that you just become that person.
Yeah, you become them.
You are become that
you
person.
You are become Macaulay.
That's a contradiction. It doesn't make any sense.
If we're going by child actors, it's like you are become Macaulay Culkin or something like that.
I mean,
that.
He's pretty old now, but yeah.
That's true.
I could take him when
he was a
kid.
You are become Justin Bieber.
he's also not...
Damn it! What's, like, a child actor that works? I don't know.
There's I don't not really know any child actors.
Me neither. They all passed through the 80s, and they're old now. But yeah, if you become someone and then you aren't aware you were the old person, you're not really that person anymore, are you?
No.
Boom. Just got it for you there.
Destroyed right, that question.
Did it. Give me another question.
All right. Ready. This is a similar question.
All right.
You have the choice to live in a setting from a cartoon for only 1 year.
Okay.
What world are you choosing?
Cartoon?
Yeah, a cartoon.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
The movie? Does that
count? Yeah, the movie.
Yeah, that's kind of not... Is it a cartoon or is it real?
It's sort of cartoony. Like, it's half and half.
It's a meta cartoon.
Yeah. I don't know. What was yours? What is yours?
Scooby-Doo, for sure.
Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Would you be Scooby-Doo?
No, but...
if your consciousness was transferred into Scooby-Doo...
It doesn't say that that's what's happening, though.
I'm just kidding.
It says that I get to join their gang and hang out and solve mysteries.
So you're part of... You're like the what, fifth member or sixth member of the Scooby-Doo crew or whatever?
Yeah, you know how sometimes they had guests on the show?
Yeah, yeah, you're like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, I'm basically the Harlem Globetrotters for a year.
Yeah, like you can be one of the Harlem Globetrotters.
And I just have like a dumb gimmick. Like the Harlem Globetrotters, all they would do is play basketball on the show.
And like spin basketballs.
Yeah, they're incapable of doing anything but basketball.
And then they could whistle the Harlem Globetrotter theme. Or whatever.
Would my gimmick be?
Maybe you just be a Harlem Globetrotter.
I'm fine with that.
Just be like another.
I just spin a basketball.
You'd look like yourself, just in like a jersey, like a Harlem Globetrotter jersey. And to keep with the fiction, you'd be really good at basketball.
That's
or at least pretending you're good at basketball.
But wait, are the Harlem Globetrotters really good at basketball? Isn't there a thing that they're just kind of like
they're showy?
They're like clown versions of basketball.
Yeah,
players.
But they're actually good at basketball.
That's true.
Like I think basically what they are is like they're people that almost made pros, or maybe they like did, but they got like an injury or something,
yeah.
And they want to still play basketball, so they do Harlem Globetrotter. And I think they play games every year, but they're not like serious games. They'll play like charity games.
Yeah, they're more like entertainers.
Yeah. So they're still good. They have all the skills of basketball. They just don't play professional basketball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, you'd be a Harlem Globetrotter. I wish there was Harlem Globetrotters for other things. You know what I mean?
Like what?
Like other sports or other
which one,
like
though?
I don't know. Or like other like things that people are good at, you know?
Like a Harlem Globetrotters of chess. Like their gimmick would be they're constantly like twirling chess pieces in their fingers, and they do showy chess matches.
They do showy chess moves. They're like, bet you never seen that one before.
It's like in anime. They like slam the pieces down and do like exaggerated body movements.
And they always they play like mock matches, and they always use like the most wild opening moves.
Yeah.
That like make it like they play like the worst moves, but they still like play well or whatever.
Yeah.
This would be a really bad Harlem Globetrotter
it's
analog.
Like the worst iteration possible.
Only people that know chess would know what's going on because they'd be like, oh, he just played this gambit that's really bad and no one ever plays that. But it's really cool because he just did. Yeah, that'd be really bad. They do kind of have Harlem Globetrotters for pool, like people that do like
yeah.
the fun pool moves, you know?
Yeah, pool would be better than chess.
Well, they already have
like
people
darts.
That do that for pool. Ooh, darts. Yeah, Harlem Globetrotters for darts.
Yeah, they do acrobatics and card
they'll
tricks.
They'll
like
do darts. Like a flip and then they'll throw the dart or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Ski ball.
They put some spin on it.
Put some mustard on it. Or no, what was it, mayonnaise or mustard?
I think it was mayonnaise, yeah.
I don't think anyone knows what we're talking about right
now. Yeah.
We decided. Oh, because we never told this story either. We played that one. What was that game? Like shuffleboard or whatever?
Yes.
It wasn't really shuffle. It was like shuffleboard with like sand. And I came back after like a really bad losing streak.
It's a table where it's like curling, but sand and I don't know what it's called.
It's like shuffleboard curling with sand.
Yes.
And you have to like hit the right point. And I came back and. The way yes. I did it was like...
I was ahead at one point, and we were drinking at a bar, and I'm like, okay, it's time to wrap it up. You lost. It's time to go home.
Yeah.
And then you were like, one second, I'm going to put some mayonnaise on this one. And you did like a weird finger jiggle.
Spin. Like, I did like a Harlem Globetrotter
yeah,
move.
Yeah. You became a Harlem Globetrotter of shuffleboard.
In
and
that
you
moment.
Annihilated all of my pieces in one move.
And got
won.
Like 5 points or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, ski ball, Harlem Globetrotter, or whatever. What yeah. about if, like, what about, like, esports?
I feel like,
like
there
League
might
of
already
Legends,
be Harlem
or, like,
Globetrotters
StarCraft,
for esports.
Or something like that. Or there, Street Fighter.
There kind of were for StarCraft. There were these showy were players that were only famous because they did ridiculous things after winning games.
Mm.
Like, they would take their shirt off and do, like, a crazy dance and, like, make all of these really bad-mannered gestures.
What about Street Fighter, though? I think that could work the best. Because, like, okay, Street Fighter, two people, they're both Harlem Globetrotter Street Fighter fighters.
Right.
And they, like, play a game, but it's, like, a scripted kind of martial arts kind of presentation.
Yeah, they're doing an exhibition.
Yeah, they're doing an exhibition. And they're like, woo, look at all these cool moves. And so that's, like, the whole match, right?
Right.
It's an exhibition. So it's, like, they're the Harlem Globetrotters Street Fighters.
Yeah, it could be similar to WWE in that, you know, all their moves are coordinated. But there's this super dramatic element. And there's a storyline. And
yeah, it's choreographed. Yeah, there's a storyline. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's like one guy.
Everyone else.
He like took his girlfriend or something. It's like in WWE. And they need to get even by fighting in Street Fighter. That's what they do in WWE.
No, I know that's what they do. You're right. One guy against the world.
Yeah.
Street Fighter. Harlem Globetrotters edition. Okay. Do you have another one? I have really dumb ones if you want to go that route. We could go down
Let's do one of yours and we can switch to mine.
Okay. People who carry around a marker for the sole purpose of bathroom graffiti. Well, this is a question for people who do that, but I don't know how we could find people on the internet that do that. But marker for bathroom graffiti. Have you ever seen bathroom graffiti?
And oh, yes.
That has to be meaning someone out there is carrying a marker in their pocket for the express purpose of writing on the side of bathrooms.
Yeah, that's like something they do.
I've never met someone like that.
Or have you?
Ooh, that's that's true. Maybe I have. You're that person, aren't you?
I could be. I mean,
the bathroom graffiti person.
If you think about it, your neighbor could be the man that draws those things on the bathroom stall.
That's true.
Like, there's no way of knowing.
I never know. Those are like, there's two kind of people in the world. There's people that draw stuff on bathroom stalls, and there's the people that don't. Yeah, I don't know. That's tough. Maybe everyone but me does it, and I just don't know it.
You're just reading everybody else's graffiti.
Yep. And I'm the only person.
That's a scary thought.
Do it, isn't it? It's really weird.
It's not impossible.
Okay, I have a workshop question for us.
Okay.
All right. How would you take a person on a date with no cash? You have no money. You have to put this person on like a really good date. Go. What's your strategy?
Do you have a car?
No.
Oh crap.
You have nothing.
That makes things really difficult.
You have yourself. We'll say you have like your apartment or whatever. You can meet them wherever you want.
You have a place of residence?
Yeah, you have a place of residence.
And you have a phone, so you can communicate with them. You don't have to make, like, smoke signals.
Nope. Yeah, I guess we'll say you have a phone. That's how you set the date up.
Well,
what's your strategy?
Let's say it's a first date, right?
Yeah, it's first date. First impression.
Yeah, this you don't want to hang out at your place on the first date.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe you could walk to the park if there's one.
Park, go hiking. Something outdoorsy. Yeah. But then, see, the problem with that is that would set you up to be like that kind of person.
Yeah.
You're a walk in the park / go on a hike kind of guy or girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not that kind of person.
No.
If I did that on a first date, they'd be like, oh, they're outdoorsy. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, you
and
might.
Oh, go ahead.
You might attract a different kind of person than one you might be compatible
with. And then every subsequent date, the expectation would be like, oh, we're doing something outdoorsy. Where in reality, you're like, no, I don't want to do anything outdoorsy. So, all right, that was an easy question. I thought that would be harder. All right, what do you got? I'm ready. You said you had good ones.
Okay. What video game, if written and directed well, would make the best movie?
Ooh, that's tough. Maybe Metal Gear Solid, the first one.
That's a really good answer.
I think it's really silly, but like I think like the story is simple enough to make a really good movie.
Yeah, the narrative is from one person's point of view, for the most part, Snake's.
Yeah.
So that works well with
it's got like a good Die Hard kind of thing going on, you know?
Yes.
Like a bunch of terrorists take over this thing, and there's one guy that can stop them, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be fun. Like, I think it would work really well as a movie. If written right.
I would really like to see a Metal Gear Solid movie.
Me too.
Maybe Fallout.
Which one though?
3. That's my fate. Or no, New Vegas.
Yeah,
I think New Vegas would work the best with maybe some like Western humor and.
The problem with Fallout is it's really long, right?
That's true.
You wouldn't cover the whole story. You just cover like the main plot, which is still good though. Yeah, I don't know. I think
actually Fallout's I don't know. I might change cool. my mind from.
I think Fallout Worlds is cool. So that if they came up with like a unique plot for the Fallout movie that wasn't related to the games, yeah, but like still existed in the same universe. Yeah,
maybe like a super in-depth look at just one of the towns in Fallout, Metatron or something from 3.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's a good answer. Because I like the universe a lot, and I think if they did something in the universe, it'd be really cool. Yeah. So that there you go.
Did you see the Doom movie?
Yeah, I saw the Doom movie.
What did you think of it?
You're asking me like first of all, you're asking this question like 10 years after the fact. I want to bring that up right now.
Doom,
did you see the Doom movie? It was on TV last night.
Have been a movie that this would have been an answer to this
would
question.
Would have worked. Yeah, 10 years ago, before the Doom movie came out, this could have been a good answer to that question.
But now it's not a good answer to that question. Because we have the answer to that.
I didn't, like, hate it, but I didn't like it, you know, at all. So... There's your answer.
Yeah,
to that.
that's my reaction too.
Like I didn't like hate it so much that it was like that's the worst thing ever. But I mean, it wasn't good. So you know,
yeah.
I feel like that had like The Rock and Carl Urban in it, right?
Yes.
I feel like they wasted a lot of potential on that. Like those are two good actors that are perfect for the Doom movie, and they blew it.
There was no Doom in the Doom movie.
I know.
There was no Satan. There were
no like evil. Were there any creatures in the Doom movie? I don't remember. There was like one. There's one
at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. There weren't
the like, rest. They were just fighting like each other or something.
There were
right?
barely any creatures.
The main conflict was with Doom guy's apparent squad of people that went down with him, which that doesn't happen.
But aren't there not really any creatures that just turn into like Doom zombies?
Yeah.
And they fight them. There's not like any like hell monsters like in Doom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't remember them being any anyway. They didn't even go to hell in the movie.
No.
They're just on a space station the whole time.
Yes.
Which like, yeah, sure, that happens in Doom, but like as you're going through the space station, it gets more hellish.
Yeah.
And in the movie, it's just like a space station.
They're pretty explicit that you go to hell in Doom games.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Yeah, that was a waste of potential.
Yeah.
That could make a good movie, though.
It could, but the movie that they put out is not so
good. I mean, space hell is just a really cool concept, right?
Yeah.
Like what was getting that movie? To hell through space.
There was a movie that did it pretty good. Event Horizon, yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Well, it was okay. It was pretty good. It wasn't great.
Better than Doom.
Definitely better than Doom. But yeah, that idea is like cool. Like getting to hell through space is just a cool idea.
Yes.
And no movie has executed that well, even though it's such a cool idea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird. Kind of weird that there's no movies that have done that, because it's a cool concept. Like Warhammer, the lore, that's very... you know, built into their, you know, like the chaos.
Yes.
Dimension or whatever, like, I don't know. No movies have done anything like that, though. Strange. That reminds me of the movie, have you seen The Prince of Darkness?
No, what's that?
It's a John Carpenter movie.
Oh, why have I not seen that?
I don't know, it's really good. It's like his most, it's not really well known. It's definitely not as well known as his other movies, but it's like probably my favorite one. He made it like few years after I think he did The Thing. It was in the 80s sometime. I think it's in between The Thing and Big Trouble in Little China. Like so he made it in between there. But anyway, so the movie's like super simple premise. It's like some like priest or something finds this weird artifact in the basement of like his church in like San Francisco or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they figure out that it has something to do with like Satan. And I don't want to spoil the rest of the movie, but it has to do
with... Yeah, I'll watch it.
Satan and... It's, like, supernatural, but it's, like, scientific, too.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, supernatural sci-fi. I don't know. It just reminded me... Event Horizon reminded me of it because It's not in space, but it has like a strong like science fiction element to it, and it has to do with hell and like, you know, Satan and stuff. So anyway, it's a good movie. I would recommend watching it.
Yeah, and sci-fi hell is definitely a cool.
Sci-fi hell is cool.
It's a cool thing to work in.
Sci-fi hell.
Yeah.
Do you have any other ones, or do you want to launch into trivia?
Let's launch into trivia, and we can finish with one last one.
That sounds like a good plan. It's your turn with trivia today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. These are some great... I have some great questions for you today. Your categories today... I'll tell you your categories before you pick your lifelines.
Okay.
Australia, as, you know...
Classic.
Classic. Video games.
Nice.
And bird.
My favorite things.
I know. So, your possible lifelines today... 5 second Google, 10 second Bing, 30 second Yahoo, 50/50 Monty Hall, it, phone a friend, ask a rando, and rhyme time. What would you like today?
I'm going with 10 second Bing. I'm gonna switch
Whoa,
up a little bit.
Whoa! What? Yeah.
10 second Bing. I'm gonna regret that.
Yeah, you probably are.
Monty Hall.
Uh huh.
And rhyme time.
Yeah. I figured as much.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for your first question?
I'm prepared. Which category is coming first?
I'm going to do Australia, video games, and then bird.
Okay.
Top it off, bird. So, Australia. In what year was the decimal currency system introduced in Australia? Was it 1766, 1866, 1966, or 2006?
The decimal system?
The decimal currency system.
Okay.
Like having $10.551, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of 1, 2, 3, you know what I mean?
I do. So 17, 18, 19, or 2000?
1776, or 1766, 1866, 1966, 2006.
All right. I think this is a good Monty Hall question.
Yeah. All right.
I don't think it was 2006.
Okay,
so I'm going to lock that one in.
Locking that one in. So I'm going to eliminate two others, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to eliminate 1766 and 1866.
All right. I'm going to go with 1966 for my final answer.
1966 is correct.
That seems really recent to be switching.
Doesn't that seem really late?
I would have never guessed that one.
I know. That's what I did. I was like, that's really late.
What did they like use before? Like sand dollars?
I don't know. They use kangaroo ears. They use gator scales.
1966? That's like almost scales. Star Wars. Do you understand this? Like,
I understand.
Star Wars.
I know. Sand dollars. I'm imagining them use sand dollars.
I mean,
that.
There's a lot of beaches, I guess. Maybe.
Like, good day, mate. Oh, good it's day, like mate. All beach. Like, good day, mate. How many sand dollars for that hat?
For that shrimp on the Barbie.
How many sand dollars does a bloke have to use for that shrimp on the Barbie? Good afternoon, Sheila.
Extra Marmite on mine. No, they use Vegemite in Australia.
Vegemite, right. Yeah, Marmite. And then Sheila's like, that'll be two extra sand dollars. Oh, God.
That's basically Australia in 1966.
I want to live in Australia in 1965, like right before that was invented.
Yeah.
It's like, I imagine it's like the Wild West, but like Australia with like a lot of animals.
But no one has any weapons and there's just a lot of dangerous.
And there's animals. A lot of animals everywhere. Well, people have like knives and stuff.
Yeah, they all have a big knife.
This is the most stereotypical thing. Is there any more stereotypical place on Earth than Australia? I can't think of
I don't
any.
Think there is.
I don't think so either. Like, it's the most.
I don't think there's a place where the stereotypes are maybe as wrong as they
no,
are.
No, probably not. But the thing about Australian stereotypes, unlike other stereotypes, Australian stereotypes are really fun.
They're like, fun and they're cool.
I like I want to live in stereotype Australia.
Same.
Like, it sounds really fun. Anyway, are you ready for question number two?
I'm ready.
Okay. Video games is a category. In the Sonic games, who is Dr. Eggman's grandfather?
What?
Is it A, Gilbert Robotnik, B, Gerald Robotnik, C, Clarence Robotnik, or D, Reginald Robotnik?
It could be any of these. I know. They're all grandfather Robotnik names.
Well, okay. What are you going to do?
I'm going to have to use my 10-second Bing on this one.
Okay, 10-second Bing.
Hang on.
I'm going to bring up my clock. That's going to take a really long time to load in Windows because that's how it works.
All right, I've not entered Bing.com. I'm actually on Google.com, my homepage, which is the better search engine.
Thank you for that brief advertisement. Yes. Of
Google. All right, I'm ready. Let me know.
You get 10 seconds, right?
Yes.
All right. Are you sure you're ready for this? 10 seconds is not very long.
I'm going to do my best.
All right. Three. Do you want the question again, or are you good?
I got it.
Okay. Three, two, one, and Bing.
Yes! I did a Google search for Bing.com.
Three, two, one, and okay. Time is up.
It's,
What's your answer?
Was Ivo Robotnik?
No, that wasn't even a thing in the...
Oh, no. Thanks, Bing.
How did you do a Google search for Bing?
I only got who is Dr. Robotnik's grand.
How did you Google search Bing.com?
Okay, so I have Google as my default search engine. It did a Google search for Bing.com. Because I typed like in your the address top bar? Heart. Yeah.
But how did it not recognize that as a website?
I think I spelled it wrong.
Yes. Yeah. You want a redo? I can give you 5 seconds. 5-second redo.
Nope. That's the rules. Okay. I have to figure it out.
All right. You got A, Gilbert, B, Gerald, C, Clarence, or D, Reginald.
All right. I don't think it's Reginald.
There's no Ivo in there. I'm sorry. Ivo Robotnik.
All right. Gilbert, Gerald, or
Clarence.
Clarence.
And Reginald, but you said you don't think that's
right. I think it's Gilbert or Clarence. I'm going to go with A, Gilbert. Final answer.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Gilbert is incorrect. Who is the answer is Gerald Robotnik.
Gerald.
Oh, sorry.
Who is Ivo?
I don't know.
Dr. Ivo Eggman. That's his first name?
Oh, that's actually Dr. Robotnik's name. Okay.
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 I should have saved that for trivia next week, but the more you know.
Okay. Last question. Bird. Are you ready for Bird?
I'm prepared.
Okay. This Memphis hotel is home to 5 mallard ducks, which live on the rooftop and take daily dips in the lobby fountain. What is the name of this hotel? Is it A, the Peabody Hotel, B, the Madison Hotel, C, the Plaza Hotel, or D, the Wycliffe Hotel?
I'm going to go with Rhyme Time on this one.
That's a good choice.
Good luck with
This hotel is really... this hotel really isn't shoddy. The name of the hotel is...
Peabody.
Yay,
you did final it. Answer.
Correct. That the Peabody Hotel is correct. Man, Rhyme Time is not fair.
No, it's not.
So you got 2 out of 3 there.
I don't remember what the score is.
You are beating me significantly.
Am I really?
It's 14-10 now, yeah. I must have like screwed up the last one.
Did you remember to count your points last time?
Maybe I didn't. I don't remember.
I don't think that's the correct number of points for you.
That's fine. We'll go back and verify it later.
Okay.
But anything, you're definitely winning. I just don't know how much. It's either by 4 or by 2. So that concludes trivia. That was a good trivia session, I thought.
That was good.
I'm glad we mentioned Australia, because I enjoy talking about stereotype Australia, like, a whole lot.
Same.
I've never been to Australia, but I really want to go one day. We should take our show on the road to Australia.
Do a tour of Australia.
We should. Didn't we mention that? Like, we were going to tour, but we're going to go all, like, to the inconvenient places or something? Like, we're going to go to Australia, and then we're going to hit, like, Malibu, California, or something like that.
I don't remember the places we picked. That sounds like something we talked about.
Paris. Because everyone wants to hear from us in Paris. Do you want to do one final question before I wrap up the show?
Yeah, we can do a final quick question.
Do you have a good one, or do you want me to?
I don't have a good one. But I have one.
Let's try yours, and if it's bad, I will just segue directly into my question.
What fast food restaurant has the best breakfast?
Chick-fil-A. Pat, next question.
Next question.
Is...
Yeah, that was the correct answer.
Reddit. Oh, I don't know why I'm asking. I'm saying Reddit. Oh, okay. So it's in the middle of the night. There's a strange man knocking on your door, and they refuse to go away. What do you do? Go.
I would insist that he goes away.
Well, you're insisting, and nothing's happening. What do you do? Call the police? What do you do? He's technically not breaking the law. I guess he's kind of trespassing, sort of.
What time is it?
1:30 a.m. Let's just
and he's
say.
Just, like, knocking away?
He's just knocking. Maybe he's, like, a zombie. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's, like, lifeless. He's, like, that's all he does. He just knocks. You open the door, and then he doesn't
I definitely would
just,
not open the door at 1:30
a.m. He keeps air knocking. No, that's what you do. That's what happens. So, like, he's knocking, and then you're like, go away, and I don't want any. And then he's just doing it. And it's just, like, a slow, like... You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then you open the door, and then he keeps doing it, but he's in the air now. He's not actually knocking on anything. And then
I know what's happening. In typical horror movie fashion, I need to run backwards, leave the door totally open, and grab the phone.
Yes.
After I grab the phone, I need to drop it, and the batteries go in two different directions. Because this is an old wall phone. I don't use my cell phone.
And one of the batteries go under the fridge.
Under the couch, yes.
Yeah, one's under the fridge and the other goes under the couch. And then you're like, shit, no! And then you get on your hands and knees, and then the camera pans, because this is a movie, obviously,
yes.
to the zombie, and he slowly starts walking, shambling.
You need to throw some things in his way very inefficiently, too.
Like a frying pan.
Like a... A frying pan in a chair that he can, like, pretty easily walk past, but will still...
Like, you whack him in the shoulder, and he kind of, like, moves back a little bit, and it just keeps going still. And then you throw, like, a pencil at him, and it, like, sticks in his, like, arm or something.
Yes.
You know? And they're like, no! And you're trying to frantically get the batteries.
No. You reach in your junk drawer, because everybody has one.
Yeah.
Because that's where there's like batteries from other places.
Oh, that, good call. Yeah, yeah.
And most
of
them don't
work. You have like an old smoke alarm that's discarded. And
yes, there's a smoke alarm.
You throw that at them too, because why not?
It's one of the ones that wouldn't stop beeping because you forgot to change the batteries and you just pulled
and
it
off.
You
took it out
wall.
One day and you just threw it in the junk drawer.
Real life stories.
I have like two of those right now. I just
your drawer.
You know. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, you're fidgeting in your junk drawer trying to find batteries that work because most of them don't. Then the zombie's getting too close, and you have to go to your other room of your bedroom.
Which is stupid because you should have just left. You should have just run out your front door, but now you're trapped.
Yeah, now you're trapped in a room with only one exit, and he's coming towards your one exit.
Do you have a window in your bedroom?
I do, but okay. I'm not smart enough to use it.
Because it's a horror movie.
Yes. So, what weapon are you going to use in your bedroom?
I don't really have any weapons in my bedroom.
Could you use a hanger?
grab the laundry heap and throw it at the zombie. And then he'll have to sort through all the clothes and be like, I found your sock that you never had.
No. And then you get eaten and you become a zombie and then it transitions to a new scene. And that's the zombie story.
And then Now, when you become a zombie, would your conscious transfer over to the zombie?
It depends on which zombie movie we're going with. Because if it's like Shaun of the Dead zombie, then there's still a little bit in there.
All right. That has been episode 22 of the Time Bat Show. I'm Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
What was our sign-off thing? We just thought of it.
Okay. When the Eagles go dark.
Then it's time for the bats to come out. Did I get it right?
I think we messed it up.
That's right.
It rhymed.
That's been episode 22. Good night, everyone.
Good night.